Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. A few clouds tonight, lows in the mid-60s. Full forecast details are coming up. The victim of a hit-and-run accident in Kenosha Sunday evening has been identified as a 19-year-old man from Sturtevant. Zachariah Bulanol was killed when his motorcycle struck an SUV that was traveling the wrong way on Highway 50 just east of Green Bay Road and turned into his path. The driver of the SUV drove away from the scene but turned himself into police Monday morning. 29-year-old Paul Turner of Kenosha was charged today with homicide by the negligent operation of a vehicle and hit-and-run causing death. A preliminary hearing on the charges is scheduled for next week. A team has been formed by County Executive Jonathan Delagrave and the Racine County Economic Development Corporation to come up with a plan to determine where all the people who work at the sprawling Foxconn facility will live. Former Wisp Park President Jerry Franke told the Racine County Board last night the team will be looking for ways to help meet the expected need for additional housing because if Racine County doesn't, others will. Franke noted the trend is toward multifamily housing, and there hasn't been a market-rate apartment complex built in eastern Racine County since before the year 2000.
Market rate is a modern apartment that gets no income or rent subsidy. It is what has been one of the hottest sectors in commercial real estate business the last 6 years, everywhere else except here in eastern Racine County, and that's multifamily. And in fact, one of the reasons we got into this is because too many of our communities were saying no new apartments. Well, that's just not the correct answer.
It's believed there will need to be a wide array of housing available, Franke said, not just single-family homes. He told supervisors there will be a multi-step process to help communities develop needed housing. That process will include what he called a housing summit in September. The city of Racine's new rules related to due process and licensing issues now come into play, with concerns and a citizen complaint about a downtown bar, including the Public Safety and Licensing Committee replaced by a newly named Due Process Board, which includes a retired circuit court judge, some lawyers, and a former alderman. Assistant City Attorney New Arn, in addressing the citizen complaint about the Culture Bar at 433 Main Street, told the committee the next step in the new process is for a summons to be issued. She explained a due process hearing with the new board is then held between 3 and 10 days after issuance of a summons.
The complainant may present evidence, he may show video, he may testify, he may call witnesses, he may cross-examine witnesses to support his complaint that was filed with the city clerk. The property owner, as the licensee, would then have his opportunity to present evidence, testify, present witnesses, cross-examine witnesses. Both sides can be represented by an attorney if they wish to do that.
Because the ultimate decision about a license remains with the Common Council, Arn told the committee it would be best not to get into specifics of the case with another agenda item. The Public Safety and Licensing Committee did not talk with the bar's operator given the new legal proceedings, but did approve the summons being issued to trigger the due process hearing. The due process board meets tomorrow afternoon at City Hall for a training session with the city attorney's office. A Kenosha County jury deliberated for only 2.5 hours before finding Donna Matthews guilty of the July 4, 2016 murder of her ex-boyfriend Michael Guyon, ending a 2-week trial which saw the defense and the state paint very different pictures of the victim and the defendant. One fact was never in dispute, that Matthews entered Guyon's home unannounced and shot him. The state argued that Matthews was a manipulator and a liar who wasn't afraid of Guyon's reported abusive behavior toward her or her daughters, but knowingly committed the murder to protect her image after Guyon posted nude photos and revealing text messages online. The defense argued that Matthews suffered from battered woman syndrome, a mental disorder where abused women believe they cannot escape their abuser. During closing arguments, defense attorney Jeff Udinger compared Matthews' story to that of a hostage captured by a terrorist.
In escaping from a terrorist, a captive kills her captor. We don't condemn her. We give her a medal, give her a parade. Donna concluded that escape was impossible, and she needed to instead concentrate on survival.
Matthews faces the rest of her life in prison. Her sentencing is scheduled for August 31st. Janet Hoff, WRGN News.